Zondervan presents Passages: How Reading the Bible in a Year Will Change Everything for You by Brian Hardin. Read by Brian Hardin and Jill Parr.
In honor of my father, the Reverend Ed Hardin, who set the bar high and lived a life worthy of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. His shoes are too big to fill, but his footprints will indeed be followed. Chapter 1: The Olive Couch. And this is the sound of the underground, of history in the making, foundations shaking. This is the sound of the underground. Pete Gregg, The Vision. Choose today whom you will serve. Joshua. I fell into my olive-colored couch. After years of friendship, it cradled my body intimately. The house was silent, and I was about to force a crisis of faith. I'd prayed the New Year's Eve prayer again 9 months earlier, the one about somehow forging a deeper relationship with God and the obligatory commitment to read more of the Bible this year. I remember asking Jesus, somewhat sarcastically, if there was any way I could honestly draw closer to him without someone having to die. It's easy to hold on to Christ when there's nothing else to hold on to. It's more difficult to hang on to faith when things are fine. Somehow this prayer found its way past a crack in the ceiling and floated up to heaven, because there I sat at the end of myself with a real choice.